The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Paul Costello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You were at that lunch. Lovely to talk to you. And tell us about this lunch, because it looked absolutely gorgeous. The pictures were lovely anyway. But it was an important event, wasn't it? A serious event,
too. It was. And it was a collection of all Irish designers, either living in London or being very much part of the London fashion world. And it was exceptional. And I must say, though, the person who stole the show was Sabrina. She was amazing. She spoke beautifully. She looked really brilliant. And I really think, in a way, she's been the star of this whole trip. You know, her whole demeanor, the way she was dressed by Louise and I think Caroline Kilkenny, as far as I know. She was fantastic, and we were very proud, and particularly the way she spoke, totally ad lib, no notes, and she spoke for about 10 minutes, she made us all feel great. Yeah, it's a wonderful time to maybe brief, but it's a great time to be Irish over here at the moment.
There's huge interest now in the fashion. Everybody, you know, you mentioned Louise Kennedy and Kennedy there, and everybody knows, you know, oh, that was a Louise Kennedy outfit or whatever. Everybody wants to know the labels. It's the same with, you know, Kate Middleton over on the trip to New Zealand. Who made them? There's huge attention paid to these outfits and potentially a lot of money that can spin off from all of that.
Well, in some cases, it's not always as followed through because in many cases, everything's been made exclusively for these icons. So, but yes, no, it can certainly help. Certainly can help the image of the designer. And somebody was saying to me, any good designer is very insecure, It helps to believe in yourself and to continue to create and not to worry about the finances. So it's a balancing act.
Nicole Mary Kelby, of course, as a journalist, you've worked in the fashion industry. As a novelist, your latest book is about that pink suit that Jackie Kennedy wore, the famous pink suit the day, of course, that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And as I said earlier, she really was the first lady of fashion. What's different between regular fashion and first lady stroke royal fashion?
Well, I think that's a very good question, because it wasn't, you and I go to the store and we look at something we think is cute and we buy it because we like the way it looks. But Mrs. Kennedy, at one point when she was a college student, had applied to a competition in Vogue magazine, and she had to write an essay. And in her essay, she said that she wished to be the art director of the 20th century. And what she did with her clothing was quite interesting. She had what was called the official White House wardrobe. And Ole Cassini was the official dressmaker. And why he was chosen was because he actually worked for the film industry for many, many years, and he dressed actresses. And as it says in the pink suit, he says that it was like creating a wardrobe for an actress taking a part. And this is how it is seen at that level, at that governmental level or that upper echelon. Jackie Kennedy became First Lady at the time when suddenly there was the media, and it was an element to be dealt with. There were photographs everywhere. I mean, it was just this blossoming age of television. And she had worked actually as a photographer herself, the inquiring camera girl, which I find is amazing, and in a Washington newspaper. And so she understood the power of image. So what she did as the art director of the 20th century, she came in
and she sold her own. Do you know, I'm going to hold you there, Nicole Mary, because what I need to do is take the Angelus and the headlines and a break. We've lots more coming up in the second hour. We can promise you that Brent Pope and Jim Lockhart might shed a tear or two. But what we're going to do is keep Paul Costello and Nicole Mary Kelby on the line. And at the moment, we will pause for the Angelus. Susan, thank you very much. There's something very upsetting about that stolen little chihuahua story, and you think of all those poor little chihuahuas having been stolen and they're worth tens of thousands. Anyhow, let's hope they're recovered soon. We're going to go back to the business of First Lady Fashion. Paul Costello and Nicole Mary Kelby are still with me. And that point, Costello, that Nicole Mary Kelby was making just before the break about these kinds of outfits being very different. And I'm thinking of things like... the fern on the that was the symbol on Kate Middleton's dress in New Zealand, or the glitter on the dress that Sabina Higgins wore for the state banquet that was meant to represent or reference the Connemara coastline.
Yes, I think that was very very interesting how they perceived that specific look, and I think there's one other thing to mention though. Is that if you take Jackie Onassis, she has a very very strong view of what she wanted. You know, all she wanted was to wear Chanel. I know Ola Cassini did the design, but I'm quite sure that she had a very very strong opinion. And in the same way, the Pacific ladies, they all have strong views, so they're comfortable in what they wear, and that was very 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 much visible this week. I thought she looked amazing, and we're all very proud of her.
Well, that's nice to hear. Of course, you weren't behind the door once and slagging off the state of Irish women at the school gates. Do you think we're getting good? You like a formal look, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think for most occasions it really does work, and as long as it's well tailored and it fits, you know, you can walk out and feel comfortable and proud and to be noticed, but not an overstatement. I think that's what we saw this week.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, I was interested. Kate Middleton, who's, usually given an awful lot of praise, but she got some criticism, didn't she, this week for that hat that she wore on her arrival in New Zealand, that she looked like an air hostess. It's, again, the thinking that has to go into these outfits in terms of what they're going to look at and how they're going to travel, because an awful lot is expected. You can't have a hemline too short. You can't have a hat that falls off. All of these things have to be prepared and planned.
Well, one of the things about Mrs. Kennedy was what she was trying to do, and she redesigned many of the... she wasn't particularly that keen on Chanel while she was in office, but she redesigned many of the designer's clothes. She was trying to create a vision of a new America, a part of a progressive, you know, sort of cutting-edge look, and that was her take as head of state in her own way. And I think, you know, Kate Middleton is very interesting... position, because you know she is married into this family. It's a whole completely different thing, but she must represent the kingdom, and mm-hmm. So it's a very difficult position for her. But Mrs. Kennedy had an opportunity to craft this vision. And what's interesting about the pink suit is that it's a romantic story, and it's also a wonderful story about the seamstress who was on the other end, one of the backroom girls who never even met Mrs. Kennedy. It's based on a true story. She was an Irish seamstress, never even met her, although she was in charge of helping create this new vision of the new America.
Whatever happened to that pink suit in the end?
Well, it's being stored right now, and it won't come out for another 100 years. So it really, they think that the mother, it talks about this in the beginning of the book. This really is like the whole story of the pink suit and the woman who made it, physically created it. But it talks about the mother having put it in her attic next to the wedding dress, which is really, if you think about that, so tragically sad.
Absolutely. And Paul, I think that one conclusion we can all come to at the end of this week, maybe not that deep fuchsia pink that Jackie Kennedy was wearing, but those pale pinks, those soft pinks that Sabina Higgins wore, that is absolutely her colour, isn't it?
Yes, I think, though, if you go back to when I was working with Princess Diana, for example, she was really, truly the icon of all icons when it came to fashion, even more so than Jackie Kennedy or Kate. Because what she had to do, she had to work under very strict protocol, because in her era, you know, the length was incredibly important. If her dress blew up, it would have been a scandal. And
yeah, they wear weighted hems, don't they? They put little weights in the hems to keep the skirts.
Well, they should, but it never works. Depending on it doesn't really work very effectively. But you know, like she and the trips that she was making about keeping her, particularly when going to India and places like that. You know, I had to work to keep her the sleeves longer and her elbows were covered, etc., etc. But she truly...
Did you know she was going to be doing that shot in front of the Taj Mahal, though?
Yes. But it was, exceptional times.
Would you know one thing that struck me? I remember learning this about the Queen's visit to Ireland, that her dresser, was it her dresser, but that they had checked out the wallpapers of the backdrops to make sure that none of the outfits would clash. When you think of the level of detail and planning that goes into, you know, for instance, when we saw them arrive in Windsor, the way that the Queen's blue and Sabina's pink, they all just toned so beautifully with the backdrop.
Absolutely. It was a perfect, and particularly the darker shade of blue that Sabina was wearing. It was absolutely stunning and just perfect. And again, when she was at Westminster Abbey, when she was wearing that plum colour.
Oh, yes, I like that.
A coat and the matching hat, which Philip did an amazing, amazing job. It was truly very, very well planned out, and I'm just terribly impressed and very proud.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us on that. That was just an insight into the serious business of First Lady and Royal Fashion from Nicole Mary Calby, the writer, whose book, The Pink Suit, about Jackie Kennedy, is out at the moment, and also the Irish designer, Paul Costello.